Isn't that supposed to be Incubus and not Incubus? Right? Am I right? Shauna, Stacy, help me out. You don't know?
I don't know.
I think it's spelled wrong on here. Did Brett enter that? See, I'm hoping it is spelled wrong because then I can irritate Brett about it. Shauna and Stacy from Custom Internet Services. By the way, you're listening to Bob 95.9 FM right here in Arc City 916 as we roll through the morning. Shauna and Stacy here from Custom Internet Services in Winfield. How y'all doing?
Good.
Can you tell I'm a little flighty today? My head's a little bit. My allergies are still killing me. And every time that happens, I feel like my brain is like...
in a fog. Not,
yes. Yeah. I have brain fog bad. It's not good. How are you guys doing?
Having some good.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. You both always take time to think about that when I say, how are you doing? You evaluate. You don't just, you know, because most people are like, you know, oh, I'm fine.
No, we have to be careful what we tell you because you'll put it on the air.
Well, that's true. Well, you're putting it on the air right now. So, how are things going? We're talking about websites today.
Websites, yeah.
Which can be a... I had somebody ask me that the other day, actually, and that's a good question. Are they still as important as they used to be? Like, because, you know, you also have your social media presence and all that kind of stuff. And somebody said, how many people, like, actually go to websites anymore? It seems like you're more like, you know, going to the social media stuff. So what do you tell people about how important my website is?
Yeah, so social media is a great part of your marketing and your online visibility.
Right.
But it's one part, and it's important not to put all your eggs in one basket, because if your social media channel decides that they want to make changes to how they do things,
right, sure,
you're stuck with that.
The website is the one area you have full control over your content.
Right. So you get to pick what you want to put there. You get to pick how you want it to look. You get to pick how it's presented to people.
How the video plays. You don't have to add advertising to your ad if you don't want to. All that. I get it.
Right. And most industries, it takes 7 touch points for someone before they're ready to actually do some action or talk to your business. And so your website and your social media and your business cards and your emails and your phone calls, like, those all work together. Each of those is a different touch point. So if you remove your website, you're removing one of those touch points.
And updating is important too, because, and you're right, you mentioned this off the air, Stacy, but there are plenty of them out there. You're like, wait a minute, you're not even in that office building anymore. That's not even your location. Or wait, I sent an email to that and it's getting bounced back. All that.
The one that drives me crazy is hours. When people change the hours and they don't update it on their website.
Oh, yes.
We have driven an hour or two to get somewhere before, and they were closed. And we said something to the person pushing the carts out in front of the store. We're like, your website says you're open. And they're like, oh yeah, we know. It's not right. I'm like,
yeah.
Then fix it.
You guys just did that in harmony, in sync.
It's maybe a pet peeve for both of us.
Yes, just a little.
Shauna, you don't like that. If you don't want to show up somewhere and have them not be open when they say they were.
No, because that just throws off my whole day right there. It's like I cannot be here, and now you're not here, and then you're mad,
and things are going. They just start to spiral from there, right? When you're planning on something, and the most important thing is, it can give your business a bad look.
Yeah.
When you do that,
our money got back in our car and drove off. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The money was not spent.
Yeah. That's another true. Thing. Another thing too is that places like Google and Bing, they use different signals from across the internet to link different parts of your online identity together. So if you have your address updated in all of these places over here, but then it's wrong on your website, Google has a hard time understanding that those are for the same business. Or, you know, if your hours are wrong, they look at things like your name, your location, your phone number, your email, to kind of build a big profile of what your business is. So they can make better recommendations, because if they make bad recommendations, they don't make money either. Sure. So they're very interested in your success.
And so you can take me through this whole process at Custom Internet Services. You have pros over there that can make all this happen for me.
Right. This is my area of expertise.
Yes.
That's why I get excited when we talk about websites. I actually do the website work. So we can make sure that your Google Business Profile, your website, your social media channels, that they all have information that matches.
Right.
But then we can also look and see, you know, is there something out on the internet you didn't know about that's sending people to the wrong location, or telling them to go to an old Gmail that you guys don't use anymore.
Bad info can be very can have a very ill effect on you.
Right.
It can affect how people deal with you. It can affect their opinion of you. All of that.
Right. That is true.
Yeah, and it can be not good.
Anytime that you cause friction, you're decreasing the chances that people are going to contact you. So if they send you an email and it goes to an old email, they're probably not going to reach out again. And you've missed that shot. They're not just going to be cyber stalking you.
Right.
Unless you're the only one. You're their only option. They're not going to be cyber stalking you trying to figure out why that you didn't get that email.
Yeah, they're just oh, man. You're just like, oh, screw this. I'm moving on to the next thing.
And then when you upset one person, they speak to other people. And
that's
so then
true.
You've got their whole group, and then they keep talking. And so you get a really bad reputation for your business.
And that's not what you want. That's not what you're about at Custom Internet Services. You want people to think about all of it. The website, the security, all of that.
Right, right. Because, I mean, if your office is open from 8 to 5, what's happening from 5 to 8 again? Your website, your social media, your Google Business Profile, you need those to be working when you're not. So then when you get back in the office, you can just get right back down to business.
That phone is ringing, that email is popping, you're getting messages on your social media, all of that.
Right.
That's
right.
How you, that all of those are contacts.
I know that we've talked,
leads.
We've talked before about as parents, sometimes the best time for us to do business is at 10 o'clock at night because our kids are in bed.
Sure.
And they're not bothering us.
Right.
Asking for a million things. And so, yeah, that's, even though I know your business is closed, that may be when I'm sending you emails so that when you get in the office the next morning, you have that. And so that's why having a website and just a good, clean online presence is so important, because people are going to interact with your business 24 hours a day, whether you're in the office or not.
We're talking with Stacy and Shauna from Custom Internet Services in Winfield. Tell me where to find you. Well, first of all, tell me, so if I need a website for my business, you can handle all of that. We can start from scratch, right, with nothing?
Correct.
You
can come in with an idea. I had someone come in with a scrapbook one time and said, this is what I do. Take a look.
Right.
And we build a website off of that.
Okay.
We can do that.
What if I don't even have a logo and I need you to get me a logo?
We can work with that too.
Okay. All right. And then the cybersecurity stuff, you can do all that as well.
Yes.
Yes.
We make cyber.
You can take me pretty much.
Cybersecurity is the foundation of everything we do. If we're going to make it, if it's going to be vulnerable, we don't want to deal with it.
Right.
So even on our websites, we have install SSL certificates. We make sure there's 2FA set up on your accounts. So that way you...
I know it's your favorite thing.
We make sure there's 2FA set up, because somebody could get into your website and deface it. And now you're saying things and promoting things that your company doesn't actually believe in.
See the scowl I have on my face?
Yes, I do.
That's a 2FA scowl.
I'm still trying to convince you that you really want this, because you really do.
I'm using it, and I reluctantly do it, but here's what I don't get. And this is my question for you two. If I've already gotten the code from you and put it in, then why do I still need to go and put the password in? That part I don't get. Why don't you just take the code, because it... You know it's me. You just sent it to me.
So there's three parts of proving who you are. So number one, who you are. That's your username.
That's me.
What you know.
Right.
That's your password.
sfarley99@gmail.com.
Yeah, I want to share that.
All right.
And then what you have. So you have access to your phone. So that's three different things.
Okay.
So the password and the 2FA actually serve two different purposes.
They do.
Should I believe this, Shauna?
Yes, this is.
Okay, all right.
It's actually, 2FA has actually helped me keep people out of my account before. So
if you go somewhere and leave your phone at, I don't know, like a Mexican food restaurant that you really like.
Right.
Now somebody,
which has happened to me before.
Now somebody has your 2FA, but they don't have your password, so you're secure.
Oh, that's true.
But if somebody hacks into your email and gets your password, they don't have your 2FA, so they can't get in. So all three pieces of those work together to keep you from getting hacked.
I gotcha.
Because again,
2FA, and I'm like,
you don't want someone logging into your website and now you're offering, you know, like adult medical prescriptions.
I've had that happen a couple of times. One of the websites I helped to run, one time somebody got a hold of it and just started putting up some very lewd things.
And I know when I talked to
people.
And
everybody thought I was doing that to him. Was that you? I'm like, no, why would I do that?
I know
why would I do that to my own business?
I know there is a lot of grumbling when I talk to people about 2FA, but really, I mean, it is really important to protecting your company's image.
You're the 2FA spokesperson.
I get it. It is It is a hassle to get it and to get logged in. And you're like, I just want to look at this real quick.
Right.
But at the same time, until you've had that experience of, you know, inappropriate things showing up on your website that you didn't put there, you can't really understand the full gravity of what control people have if they hack into your site.
Quickly, if I need a website,
yes.
If I need design, if I need cybersecurity, all that, where do I go? Where do I find you? Custom Internet Services.
Okay, so we're at the corner of 9th and Main in Winfield on the 5th floor of the Union State Bank building. When you get out of the elevator, you will see Shauna's lovely face. You can call us at 620-221-3614. Or you can email us at sales@custominternet.biz, or you can find us online at custom.